we now have more than 40 million persons displaced within states, and everyone keeps saying it is the highest number since the Second World War. That is a true manifestation of the nature of the problem in the Middle East, in Africa, in Asia, and in Latin America.
And right now it's certainly being driven by the crisis in Iraq and in Syria.
Yes, I had missions to Iraq and Syria in May last year. Iraq still has in the region of 3.5 million internally displaced persons. Syria has upwards of 8 million internally displaced persons. So that is the epicenter of the crisis at this point in time, driven by armed conflict, sectarianism, and of course terrorism.
You get to meet lots of IDPs. What do they tell you?
Most of the IDPs are largely concerned about their future and their livelihood issues. Those I met in Iraq clearly pointed out that they saw their future lying outside the country rather than within the country. These were minorities, Christians, Yazidis, and others. And in Syria, their main concern actually was that their lively issues, although were being addressed by the government, but the conflict was taking a toll. And they wanted peace. They wanted the conflict to end in order that they can go home and live peacefully. I think that was their main message.
What happens when somebody becomes internally displaced? Is it something that's planned or is it an immediate reaction to a crisis situation?
Well, these are people who, in ordinary terms, are actually pushed away from their homes or places where they live. They're often targeted by forces that underlie the conflict on the one hand. On the other, there are those who flee the consequences of armed conflict because there is not respect for that branch of law that regulates armed conflict, which is known as international humanitarian law. It's abused, it's violated by the parties to the conflict, which means that the protection accorded to civilians normally in situations of armed conflict is not available to them.
Is it a case of people grabbing a few suitcases during the night and literally fleeing from their home?
Well, I think that would be actually luxurious if they have the time to grab a few suitcases. Most IDPs flee with nothing. They leave their properties behind, their possessions behind, because there's no time to actually do that. Once the attack is onset, the safety net is flight to places of relative security.
Is there anything that the international community can do to help those people before they flee, to prepare them for life as an internally displaced person?
I think that the international community should devote more efforts in the area of prevention, actually, making sure that these people are not attacked in the first instance, so there's respect for international humanitarian law. They have to address the underlying structural root causes, discrimination, marginalization on account of identity, poverty as well. But there should also be an early warning system, clearly in the context of displacement. If an attack is going to take place, then the civilians ought to be warned. Fallujah now, there are counter-terrorist attacks, and yet there's no preparedness for the civilian population in terms of where to receive them or where they ought to go in the context of the conflict.
Whole societies are being ripped apart by these various conflicts. Can you see any hope for long-term healing for these societies?
Well, the long-term healing for these societies actually lies, first of all, in stabilizing their situation, providing them with protection and assistance for their needs to save lives immediately. And secondly, of course, they have to have a normal quality of life in situations of displacement, so families are not broken and torn apart. And then thirdly, we have to look to durable solutions for them, which require not just humanitarian assistance, but also development-related aspects, which are about promoting resilience, self-reliance in places where they are, so that they are economically and socially empowered and not dependent entirely on humanitarian assistance.